Thanks very much for joining me. 12 minutes past 6 here on Irirangi Wāre. Claudette Hawiti, Drive with Claudette until 7 o'clock. Ngātaki o te wā coming up at the top of that hour, 7 o'clock. The top headliners in Te Reo Māori News and Current Affairs from this week. Well, congratulations to Maniapoto. Their treaty settlement ratification results have been confirmed. Here to talk to us about this from Maniapoto, Keith Aiken. He joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Keith, congratulations to you and to Maniapoto Māori Trust Board. It's been a long journey, but ratification confirmed. Congratulations. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. It has been a long journey, and this is a significant day for all of the families across Te Rohe Pōtai, Te Nehe Nehe Nui. It's been more than 30 years in terms of the whole Waitangi Tribunal process, culminating in the negotiations over the last 5 years. So a long journey, and it's a time really to reflect on the hard work that many of our people have done, our families have done over the course of that time.
It is about just over 30%, around 37%, is that correct? I can be corrected here. Of those that are eligible to vote, voted for ratification, and of those, a significant, almost, 82%, almost 100% voted in favour of ratification. So that in itself must be pleasing. Pleasing results. I mean, there are some iwi that get a lot lower than that, but this is in some ways quite an achievement.
Well, it's the most significant response that we've had ever, actually, in terms of participation in a vote, 37%. Of course, we would have liked more, and we spent a lot of time really looking to mobilise our families and encourage them to vote. You know, the reality for us is similar to most other iwi. 90% of our people live outside of the rohe, young, transient population. Many of our families live overseas. It's hard to maintain current addresses. It's hard to maintain ongoing contact with families who, are quite distributed around the world and around the motu. We're pleased with 37%, but we think it's a good base for us to look to grow that participation by our people in decision-making going forward.
Look, I just want to spend a little bit more time, if you don't mind, on that number, because what people don't realise, whānau that haven't participated in a process like this, actually that for the reasons that you have highlighted, this is a significant number of our whānau that did show up to vote for this ratification. There have been some hapū who have, tirelessly worked to connect with their whānau, but over time, we dispersed, as ties were severed. It's no easy feat to get to reconnect with whānau, let alone reconnect with whānau to get them to participate in a process like this.
I think it's the biggest challenge that we have as an iwi organisation, is maintaining connection with our people. And it's exactly for those reasons. Well, they live all over the world. So many of our people live in Australia. We are dealing, our families in Australia are dealing with, some really challenging times. And more recently that those challenges have hit us here in Aotearoa. So, there's a whole lot of factors here. But we're encouraged by the increase in participation to achieve 37%. We're looking at growing that participation as we continue to need to make decisions on the settlement going forward.
And so going forward, where to from here? Now, it is back to the tables with those ministers down in Wellington. You do have to go back and renegotiate with them or discuss with them. So it's not over yet.
That's correct, Claudette. I need to convince Willie Jackson and Andrew Little that our people have spoken. We believe that the voice and the wishes of our people is represented in this result. 37% participated, 82% support. We think that's a strong mandate from our people for this settlement to go forward, and I look forward to having an opportunity to talk directly with Willie and Andrew, and our expectation is that the Crown will sign off on the settlement, and we can then look forward to formally signing the agreement, hopefully in October this year.
Yeah, look, it has been a long time. You had talked about 30 years. Many of those that started this journey are now no longer with you. You'll be thinking about them. But also, too, if those ministers, and albeit that Willie Jackson, he himself is Maniapoto, absolutely, you know, and then he's got Nanaia sitting right beside him, she's Maniapoto. But if they do decide to play hardball with you, is Maniapoto in any rush?
Well, I think they would struggle to have any reason to play hardball. If we look at other settlements, if we look at other iwi that have a comparability to us, Waikato, Tūwharetoa, Tūhoe, their vote in terms of the ratification of their settlements were very similar to ours. So, you know, we want to move forward. It's been 30 years. Our people have voted. They participated. Their expectation is that we move forward now. And this is about our mokopuna and our generations to come. We've got significant challenges that our whānau are facing every day, and we want to be part of the solution. And I'm hoping that Willie and Andrew see that, and that they sign off on the settlements, and we move forward.
This government or the last one? Which one did you prefer to work with? After all, you have worked with governments for the last 30 years. Which one is the more receptive?
I think they're both very different. I will acknowledge Chris Finlayson. I will say that Chris Finlayson was very active and very committed in terms of working with us in looking to move our settlement forward. And I really do want to acknowledge Chris in his role as Treaty Minister in the previous government. But I also do want to acknowledge Andrew. You know, he's brought a different approach and a different, lens to the whole treaty settlement space. He's approached it in a different way. Both ministers have contributed, and I want to acknowledge both of them.
Well done. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, this evening, Keith. All the very best to you. Congratulations. It has been a long journey. And, you know, I don't think, you know, on a personal level, and because I've observed from many treaty settlements in and out of Parliament, your 37% is actually something to be celebrated, I've got to say, in comparison to some other tribes. Not that they didn't try hard to connect, but it is a very difficult process to follow, and it's not a process that's making of, it's not of our making, this process. It's a Crown construct. So I congratulate Maniapoto for being able to manoeuvre their way through this. Congratulations.
Thanks, Claudette. All the best.
Me tukumihi ki a koe, Keith Aiken, Maniapoto Trust Board, Māori Maniapoto Treaty Settlement Ratification results. So they have been confirmed. Congratulations to them. 37% of whānau successfully voted online. You know what? That is a really good return.